And events are moving very quickly in Ukraine today. The parliament there has voted to remove President Viktor Yanukovych from power. He fled the city, but has vowed during a TV address that he would not be pushed out. Meanwhile, parliament ordered the president's arch rival, the former prime minister, Yulia Tymoshenko, who is said to be headed to Kiev's International Square to be released from prison. She's headed to that square. We'll talk to her supporters there. NPR Soraya Sahardi-Nelson is in the square. Soraya, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
You are waiting for the former prime minister. Why was she in prison in the first place? Refresh our recollection. That was a corruption charge, too, wasn't it?
It was a corruption charge, indeed, except she claimed her innocence. So it involved a gas deal, a questionable gas deal with Russia. But the thing is, she was one of the leaders of the Orange Revolution back in 2004, which helped oust Yanukovych from power at that point. So many also see her imprisonment as something that was a political, like revenge, if you will, you know, some sort of political imprisonment. And so she's actually been spending some time in a hospital near the prison in Kharkiv, which of course is the base of of Yanukovych's power there. Okay. And she is now en route to Maidan, as you mentioned.
President or former President Yanukovych says he doesn't recognize parliament's decision. He's refusing to resign. What do we know about his whereabouts or intentions right now?
Well, the last thing we've heard is that he's in his hometown, which is not far from Kharkiv in the eastern part of the country. He says that this amounts to a coup d'etat, what's happened, and that he will do everything in his power to protect his allies from any bloody violence. Here in the square tonight, one of the camp leaders announced on stage that there would be a commission formed, that he would be arrested and tried, and that drew a lot of cheers.
What's the scene like there in the Maidan? It must be at once overwhelming and confusing.
It's a mixture of jubilation and right now mourning again. They just walked by with another casket. There is a service going on at the moment on the stage. A priest singing hymns and a lot of people looking very, very sad. But again, it's just a mixture with jubilation. People feel very free tonight.
And who seems to be the government at this point?
That's a good question. The parliament has sort of taken the lead. They've been passing a flurry of bills. They're talking about appointing new ministers. They're determined not to let this dissolve into any kind of anarchy. But whether their power will be recognized by all the parties that have taken part in this democracy protest, if you will, over the last 3 months, that remains to be seen, because there are a lot of ultranationalists and others who don't necessarily agree with the actions that have taken place so far.
Now, we heard a few hours ago that elections have been set for May, I believe.
Now, that is correct. That was one of the votes that Parliament took after, or I should say right before they decided that Yanukovych had resigned, and that no matter what he said. And it's May 25th is the date for the new presidential elections.
These are presidential elections as distinct from parliamentary elections.
Yes, exactly. In fact, the Parliament had voted to keep itself in power. So they're not going anywhere anytime soon. The big question is what happens with constitutional reforms, because they do want to get rid of corruption, which, of course, has been a big issue in these demonstrations the past 3 months.
And very quickly, I gather Yulia Tymoshenko says that she wants to run for president. Is that correct?
Well, that's unclear, and it's unclear whether people would accept her, but they do see her having a role in government.
And NPR Soraya Sahardi-Nelson in Kiev. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Scott.